Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GGE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is March the 4th, 2016, as we are kicking off the March Madness Growth Month for entrepreneurs across this country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Here at GGE Professional Network Radio, we're going to be talking about some great topics and tools and tips that's going to help you market successfully in this year, 2016. First, I'm going to make some announcements that we're going to be talking about that I want to share with you in reference to the progression of what we had on discussion for Ms. Marcelle Allen out of Flint, Michigan, in reference to the water crisis and her growth in referencing to the GroupMe GoFundMe page in reference to the funding to get the pipes replaced in Flint, but also to help the people of Flint. 100,000 people, plus people there, that are poisoned or contaminated water that's there. I want to help them get the needs met as far as helping them out. I want to thank everyone for them tuning into the show 2 weeks ago that we had her on the show. And we want to thank her for just sharing the information and how we can be a big participant within the communities where we are and helping others in other communities across this country. Guys, if you have a small business, if you're in business for yourself, you want to make sure you tackle on some of the topics on hand as well as reaching your goal for your business on a regular, consistent basis. And also I want to say for web designing, as we have built some more sites for some new clients coming up this year, 2016, and all the new entrepreneurs who are coming at us right now in reference to learning the business, marketing your business, and also understanding the principles of your business and the marketplace where you reside and what type of industry that you're doing business in, is that you want to master your effectiveness as far as marketing. I always share this first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, because it is one of the things that we've seen and not been getting a lot of about is marketing. How do we market our business, and how do we get the name out there? How do we share the information that we have about our company without spending a whole lot of money today? Of course, you know, radio advertising and TV advertising can be pretty expensive, as well as marketing materials, getting things printed out and printing and all that. But yes, true. You still need to do these basic things, but I'm going to share with you today 4 ways to market your business for free. And we want to talk about that today, and this is going to be a great topic for this week as we continue on this weekend on our growth month. Now that we're in the month of March, ladies and gentlemen, what are you doing right now in your business to add growth and to make sure that you're marketing and getting the exposure you need to maximize on your growth efforts for your company, your business? And what is your generation? Are you adding new clients and customers on a regular weekly basis and daily basis? And what are you doing consistently and on your website on a content level to basically let people know what it is you do? And then are you being relatable to the customers on a regular basis? And are you sharing with them simple themes that's going to help them help you grow your market by great customer service, by giving them great service? And so you want to look at a lot of these tools and tips, ladies and gentlemen, that's really going to help you build a successful network, your business on a level, on a consistent basis, and adding new team members to your repertoire to help you grow it. Those who are experts in the field, those who can collaborate and co-op with you, you want to make sure you take advantage of that. And always, always building strategic relationships everywhere you go. No matter where you are, whether you're in a gas station, grocery store, coffee shop, no matter where you are, your focus and goal is to present and be ready to give an answer or give information about what it is you do on a regular, consistent basis. And if you're not a people person, which most of us are not, then you want to make sure you have some good people on your team oriented. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about people helping people, and it's an earn-as-you-learn business, but a people helping people business. It's all about the people. And, again, if you satisfy three things in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful today. It's what people want, need, and can afford. But we're going to go into our topic today, and it's going to be a great opportunity for you. I hope you take copious notes in reference to that so it can basically help you grow and learn as you earn on how to be more effective. It's all about results today, ladies and gentlemen. More importantly, it's all about how are you getting the results you're looking for each week, each month, and what is your revenue stream looking like? Is it weak or is it strong? Do you have the necessary tools to build? Are you getting all of what you're getting out of the dollars you're paying out? What is your return looking like? What are the opportunities that you're giving your people on a regular basis? And are you helping your customers share the information and educating them on what it is you do, whether it's a product or service that you're providing? You want to make sure you educate them. You want to make sure it's going to greet them. You're going to make it relatable. And you want to ask and thank them for the service for purchasing from you. And what is it that you're doing unique and different in the marketplace? This is from what your competitors are doing or people who are on the same level or same industry that you're in. What are you doing different from them? So we want to ask these pertinent questions, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to growing your market. At GTE Professional Network Radio, this is what we talk about, a business talk radio show that is here to help you maximize the moment that you have in time. So that way you can make sure you continue to do what's necessary on a regular, consistent basis. This is only a 30-minute show, but we want to make sure we be effective in the 30 minutes that we give you guys in reference to helping you grow your market. And, guys, if you want to call in and learn and listen more about the show, you can call in right now. The area code is 909-202-8717. And you can give us feedback, and you can also chat with us on our show here right now. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can look us up at GTE Professional Network Radio. We're here on Blog Talk. We're going to basically talk about all of these things that's going to help you maximize the moment in reference to your growth for the rest of this year. Now that we just entered into the first quarter of the year, what have we done so far this year in 2016 in the first 3 months, the first 90 days? How is it looking for you? What is your projection for the second quarter? What is your projection for the third quarter? What do you want to do that's going to help you move to the millionaire status? And are you moving that bar up or down? You can answer that question yourself. But here we're going to be talking about a lot of good topics for the rest of this week. We're going to have a great show. We're going to have special guests and other entrepreneurs and other people in the community, ladies and gentlemen, across this country. So this is a nationwide market. And because of the fact that you have a website, we're going to talk about that too. Is your website being effective? Are you utilizing your website properly? Are you sending out information via email, email marketing? Are you doing anything on a level, text marketing? And, you know, with the cell phones today, we have a lot of plethora of opportunities here to send information to our customers and guests on promotions that we're running currently during the week. Are you running your promotions? Are you following the 5 P's of marketing? So these are the things, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to be needing to have to look at on a regular, consistent basis toward growth. Marketing. One of the toughest parts of business that everybody's shared with me on a regular level. You can ask any entrepreneur that's just starting out, what is the most difficult aspect of their business And also, and they like mostly point out and tell you that the challenge of reaching and retaining customers is the factor. Well, you notice it's all about marketing. Yes, marketing. A new business or product that you can basically share in the marketplace can be the time-consuming, cost endeavor. Something many entrepreneurs don't have up front is capital to market properly their business. Thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars you can basically generate if you do it properly. But small businesses and startups generally don't have the luxury of outsourcing their marketing needs to professionals. However, there are a handful of marketing practices available to entrepreneurs that don't require them to burn through valuable resources to get this challenging underfoot and get their business humming. You will have to make sure you understand the simplicity of what's relevant in the marketplace today. And this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to help you, guide you, and show you the steps on what to do. And as a business owner myself in web design and marketing, of course, as a web designer, my focus and goal is to educate the guests or my clients on the proper websites they're going to need to be effective in the marketplace today. Interactive websites. If you're an e-commerce company and you have products that you want to sell on your online, then you basically want to make sure that it is user-friendly. For people to purchase in the product where they can automatically see the results and get it shipped directly to them on a time-consuming basis. It's the time consistency, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to stay focused on when it comes to your product business. Service business, such as what I do, and radio shows such as I have, we want to make sure that we pull out the information to you so you can take copious notes in reference to building a successful network. We talked about a business, but we're also talking about building a network. Relationship marketing, building a strong strategic relationship with key people. Co-oping, we talk about that. Social media, we talk about that. We talk about always making sure we are keeping everyone abreast as to what's going on in our company on a regular, consistent basis. So here's the four ways to market your business for free. One, create local awareness. Gaining coverage in local papers, trade magazines, and websites can generally increase name recognition and educate people about your business, driving new customers, acquisitions, and as well as, ladies and gentlemen, while many growing businesses in competitive landscapes may want to hire an expert public relations firm, startups and small businesses can start off with some simple-to-do-it-yourself PR. And basically, your simple-to-do-it-yourself PR is basically your local awareness, local newspapers, trade magazines, your website, social media, so Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You have Google+, you have Instagram. So you have all of these services that you can basically do for free for yourself without having to tap into your dollars or expenditures to do this on another level. So start by researching publications and writers that cover your industry or local businesses. Once you have a grasp of the writers you want to reach and the stories they typically write for their publication, craft a pitch around your business that will their interest and that will pique their interest so that way they can say, oh, well, this guy or this woman is pretty interesting to start writing about. Let's go over there. So, for example, if you're in the wedge business, explain how your widgets business is impacting your local economy or your industry. Once you find out a way of doing that, ladies and gentlemen, and getting it out there to the marketplace and letting people know what it is you do, guess what happens? Everybody will want to hear more about it. You want to give them what we call a taster or a sample of what it is you're talking about so that way they can want to learn more or get more information from you, the expert. Number two. Increase lead generation and customer engagement with email marketing. We talked about that earlier. According to a recent survey, ladies and gentlemen, conducted by a sin too. Email is the most effective digital marketing tactic, the one that delivers the best ROI and the least difficult to execute. Start a customer newsletter, that's always a plus, that offers timely information about the business, special promotions, or inside look at the company itself. This helps build a community with your customers, and it keeps your product and business on their mind. And so that's what you want to do when it comes to that, when you build your community of customers around the business that you have. Product or service, whatever you're providing, create a newsletter. Newsletters are great. You can do that on your website for free. Just put a newsletter together. They will basically subscribe to your newsletter, and then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You'll build a contact database of email contacts of all of your customers and potential customers, and you can send out information in reference to your promotions, what promotions you're running for the week, what things you got going on, any events that you're hosting and throwing out there too. Be eventful, ladies and gentlemen, with your business. Don't just be one of those tight shirt businesses, but be eventful, happy. Get out there. Start throwing some things together. Collaborate with other companies who are also in the community blowing it up. Get out there and mingle. Get into the mix with everything that's going on in the community and let people know what it is you do. Number three, leverage social media. Oh, I love this part. It's free, easy to get started, and offer a massive network of potential customers. The hard part is increasing your followers without wasting your precious time. Make sure you focus on value over volume. Identify the social channels that reach your customers best, including Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, and the new guy, Elo. We'll get into that later, but we'll talk about Elo. The goal is to provide your followers with something that's useful, interesting, and shareable. Start small, post a few times a week, and learn who your target market is and who your audience is. Well, it's the same thing. Target market audience is the same. Once you have an understanding of who's consuming your content and what they're interested in, you can start ramping up efforts based around that. Also, tools like my company, which we use all the time, TAC, allows you to take a post you've already created and turn it into an online ad outside of the social network, increasing your post reach. Also, I create banner ads, which I do as well as a designer. We also have banner ads that we let our guests know exactly the type of advertising that they're doing, the promotions that they're running to create that. And it's real less expensive and not a whole lot to do with that. But you can also maximize your moment on that and opportunities there by posting them on any level. Also, make sure you also know about the search engines, whether you're on Yahoo, Bing, or Google. It doesn't matter. Your social search engine will also be that. AdWords, keywords, marketing name materials, and things that you're putting together, content that you have, you want to make sure is relevant to your company and your business. But last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, number four, stand on the shoulders of your customers. Satisfied clients can be the best business marketing tool you can ever have. Actively engage pre-existing clients through PR, social media, and email. For example, pitching your business and a satisfied customer to a writer can be mutually beneficial for both parties. This tactic generally leads to more compelling story and a stronger relationship between you and your customer. Once you have a customer army of spokespeople, let them share positive experiences and tell your company's story for you, without you having to do it yourself. Marketing a small or new business is extremely crucial to a company's success, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to invest a huge chunk of capital into it. Savvy, frugal entrepreneurs can find products and services that can help increase visibility and drive customers' acquisitions without spending any overhead. So you want to make sure you learn these simple tips that's going to help you market your business for free, and making sure that you do it on a consistent level. However many times a week you do it, as long as you're consistent within that week, whether you're doing it twice a week, three times a week, once a week, or four or five times a week. It's up to you. But be consistent. Be in season as well as out of season, making sure you're staying consistent, your content is true to the game, and that it is what the guests are looking for. Remember, you're satisfying three things in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen. It's what people want, need, and can afford. And it has to be relatable. Get them to talk about it more than you do. And the more you have them talking about it, the better and stronger you get. Those are the tips, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to be talking about here. And I'm really excited for you guys this month on March Madness as we continue on in the marketing campaigns for this month. What is your goal for this month of March, and how much do you want to generate in your company to date? What is your number looking like right now? This is the fourth day of the month. What is it looking like? Tomorrow's Saturday the 5th day of the month. What are you doing on the weekends? How are your weekends looking? What are you ramping it up for Monday, starting the week off, the work week? What are you doing? What is your marketing campaign looking like? What marketing campaigns have you put together so far? You have to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you stay persistent and consistent on these levels if you really want to grow this year. Growth is yours. You can do it, and I know you can do it because we're here to help here at GTE, Professional Network Radio. So with that, I'm really excited. Keep up the good work. And, guys, if you want to learn more about it and you want to hear from us and you want to just give in some insights or whatever you want, have questions on, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. We're always here 24/7. You can check out some of the tools and topics and websites that we've created, and as well as our online store that we put together, and as well as helping entrepreneurs find something within themselves, whatever your passion is, whatever your heart is felt to do, let's follow that. Let's fulfill the destiny of what we have in hand. Let's go out here and stay positive, stay upbeat, and let's continue to grow on a regular, consistent basis, because it is all about growth, ladies and gentlemen, and together, you know, everyone achieves more, so we want to make sure that we do this on a regular, consistent basis. I'm really rooting for you guys. I'm really seeing some great results from people that I'm talking to across this country. It's really exciting to hear from you, again, on a consistent level. So thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and I will see you again next week. We're going to be talking about some more great topics and some great tips and tools to help you out to build a successful network in the marketplace today. So with that, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. Well, it's my privilege. This one from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, keep the faith and keep building the dream.